Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi today on this, the last weekend of the month of June. We have a giant show for you this week, and it's all rock and roll music. My first guest is going to be the legendary singer Tony Orlando will be in the studio. Then from the great group Kiss, Paul Stanley will be here. One of the many visits we have, and he's got a lot of stuff on his agenda, is Don McLean, and he's going to be joining us on the program. And then later on in the second hour, from the rock and roll group of the 60s and 70s, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Mark Lindsay. And in our lifestyle segment, we're going to go camping with Megan Kaiser. June is camping month. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi today. When we return, I'll be here with my buddy of many years, Tony Orlando. Across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. Actually, what you're listening to is our next guest. I've known this man a long, long time, and he's probably, if not one of the most prolific singers, actors, authors that I know. He's like family to me. I call him Pop. Somebody else got that name. That's an inside joke. Joining us right now is Tony Orlando. Hi, Tony.
You know you're crazy.
When you're here, I'm crazier. Normally, I'm okay.
You are crazy. He's referring to Chris Angel,
right,
who calls me Pops, and now he's calling me Pops.
Well, after... So can I tell everybody what you did with Chris Angel?
Sure.
Okay. He just gave Chris Angel a Mercedes SL, okay?
560 SL.
Yeah, 560 SL. I would call you anything you want me to call you. Okay, anything you want. Do you have any more things in the garage you could use?
No, the thing is, he just called me and says, I put the key in, it's not starting up. Did I do something wrong? I'm going, oh my God, I'm so sorry, Chris. I don't know what happened, but Chris Angel, people don't realize, if you've never seen him,
he's terrific.
He's unbelievable.
Yeah, he really is.
And every single illusion that he does, he creates.
Yeah.
And they pay him. I don't know if you know what Chris Angel earns in Las Vegas, but it's astounding that hotels pay him what they pay him. Mm-hmm. I can tell you, without embarrassing him, it's not $10 million, it's not $15 million a year, but it's more.
A year.
A year.
And you gave him a car.
And I gave him a car.
What's wrong with this picture?
Well, you know what? He loved that car, the 560 SL, because his dad had that car.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. Yeah, that's great.
And it was very sentimental to him.
Sure.
And so he calls me Pops. I do love him like a son, you know. And he's probably one of the kindest, most generous, most wonderful people in our business. I'm not kidding you, Ron. Mm-hmm. He's very, very special. Super creative. He's just an all-around great, great human being. So it was easy for me to give it to him on mm-hmm. Father's Day.
That's great. That's very, very kind. He got that Elvis thing going on. Huh? They're giving away cars now.
True.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah.
But his cars weren't.
They started
40 years ago. They're brand new Cadillacs.
Every one of his cars started.
Did I ever tell you a story about Elvis with a note that I got from him when I was 16? Did I ever tell you that?
No.
I know you love Elvis. Just a story.
No, I love you, Pops. I love you. Let's get this straight.
So I'm 16 years old. I have a hit record called Halfway to Paradise.
I know the song.
And I get a note. And the note says, "Dear Tony, I put Halfway to Paradise in my jukebox, signed Elvis." Now, I'm on the road. I'm on a Dick Clark tour.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the road, and I get this note. I go, all right, which one of you guys is sending me this note? Come on, kid, stop this. What are you talking about? Elvis sending me a note. I throw it away. So years go by, and we're in Vegas. Tony Orlando and Dawn days, and we opened at the Hilton, Las Vegas Hilton.
Right.
Which was the same hotel that Elvis worked.
Right.
So, of course, I threw it away because I know it's not you. He said, you schmuck. You jerk. Are you crazy? Are you crazy? Do you know how much that note would be today? He's kidding me.
Yeah.
So I'm going, yeah, I know. It's a funny thing. Somebody did that. He said, it was me.
Really?
I said, why? He goes, no, it was me. He goes, Priscilla, come out here. Tell Tony, tell him about Halfway to Paradise. He goes, oh, yeah, it's in the jukebox. She said, not only is it in the jukebox, Tony, he plays it on the piano and sings it all the time. So he goes over to the piano in the dressing room, and I'll be, to my surprise, he starts singing Halfway to Paradise.
Really?
Yeah.
He never recorded it, did he?
No.
Who wrote that song?
Carole King.
Oh, did she really?
That was her first hit and my first hit. She was 18 years old. I was 16.
Is that the song that Bobby did a cover on?
Bobby did it years later.
Yeah, years later.
Well, you know what's interesting about that song is that nationally, Bobby Vinton's version of Halfway to Paradise and my version of Halfway to Paradise went to number 16 on the Billboard charts. It never went top 10.
Mm-hmm.
It never stayed any higher than 16. But both artists, it's weird, that song stopped at 16.
Well, you know, I actually love the cover of it because it's a real young Tony Orlando. I mean, you had that pompadour bone and everything else. A beautiful picture of you on the cover.
Well, thank you.
Pops. I want to get that in as much as possible today, Lee. You have consistently worked since, as you mentioned before, you were just a teenager, 14, 15 years old. And just this weekend, did 6 shows in 2 days at Epcot.
Right.
Now, that's an unbelievable schedule. The energy that you have is phenomenal. You told me something that I didn't know. I mean, you and I have a bunch of stories. You have more, of course, than I do. I got the picture there with Captain Kangaroo, and you got the ones with...
I should have your catalog of interviews.
But anyway, what I wanted to tell you was that you told me stories about people like Bill Cosby and Jerry Lewis.
Jerry Lewis.
Because they couldn't follow you.
No. It's funny when they say that because it sounds like I'm so great that they couldn't follow me. No, that's not the... They were very smart, honestly, because in that time when Bill... Let's see. That was... So when I was working with Bill, it was in the early 90s at the Mirage. Then when I was working with Jerry, it was after... Sammy got sick. I went on tour and took Sammy's place and was on the road with Jerry. So we worked the Riviera and we worked the Las Vegas Hilton, Jerry
mm-hmm.
and I.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what they would say. Listen, man, I am not going to follow your energy because remember, they were both comics.
Mm-hmm.
I had music. I had comedy. I had all those wonderful sides to the show. And by the time I got finished, there was not much air in the room.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't a matter. It was more of an energy problem. And they were smart enough to say, we're going to present you
mm-hmm.
versus follow you. We're going to make it like, hey, I'm giving you a gift. Check out Tony. And although it was an honor to be able to say they opened for me, right, it was the smart thing to do as an entertainer.
Sure.
I'll give you an example. There's a group called the Docksiders. They're a yacht rock group.
Right.
I became a big fan of yacht rock. So what is yacht rock? Yacht rock is really soft rock music of the 70s and 80s. You know, Hall & Oates,
mm-hmm.
Ambrosia, Kenny Loggins. Mm-hmm. That's that music.
Sure.
And I love that music.
Yeah, I do too.
And when they go up on stage, they kill with this stuff. So I'm taking them with me to the Mohegan Sun Arena, which I do every year.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I'm taking them is because I want to help them, because they're that great. Once I said, let's go, I realized the same thing that Bill saw and the same thing that Jerry saw. I said to myself, hey, man, I'm not going to follow your energy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do that. So I ended up working my way into the show where their energy is up top, and I basically come out later so that I'm not trying to come out. If they followed me after my show, it would be such a powerhouse for them to come up behind me. I'm not going to risk it.
Yeah.
The energy is not there. It was the same thing. I learned that from those two guys.
Yeah.
Sammy, the same thing. Sammy Davis and I opened Harrison in Vegas. We were the first act in there together. And he used to say to me, I'll open because I want to watch the basketball game. So he would open the show, and he'd go downstairs in the dressing room, watch the basketball game, and then
But you see, in those days, too, Tony, the term of the first act wasn't the opening act. It was also the warm-up act. And that has kind of a, you know...
Yeah, no, it was equal billing, though.
Yeah,
it was,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times people are on the warm-up act, and it was a big
stuff. And I'm willing to be the warm-up act for anybody, honestly.
Yeah.
To me, what's important is how the show is presented to the audience.
Right.
It's not based on some ego or somebody saying, oh, I'm closing, I'm the star. If it works as a show and I open or close, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you had a philosophy, and we'll talk about it when we come back, okay?
Yeah.
My buddy, friend of many, many years, really, the full package. He's an author, he had a book, and I think you're going to do another one. He's now a radio celebrity. He's got a huge show on so many markets across the United States. It's a great show. I listen to it every week. It actually comes on in some markets after my show. Of course, his singing and his acting is known too. Tony Orlando. And Tony and I will be right back with more with Ron Sedgy today.
Now the whole damn bus is cheering, and I can't believe I see 100 yellow ribbons around the
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, here you go, don't cash it until Tuesday. That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work. He said, Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub. Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Oh, my darling, not three times on the ceiling if you want me.
And we're back live all across the USA and around the world. Knock three times. That's Tony Orlando. And Tony's our special guest and my special friend for a lot of years. You and I have talked about doing a radio show together. We were going to call it Orlando in Orlando, if you remember.
Yeah.
And the problem would, it would be like the radio version of Ben-Hur. It would go on forever and ever and ever. And who cares if the audience has fun? As long as you and I have fun, we always do.
That's what makes your show a hit.
Let's talk about your show. I mean, you have had some great shows, and you talk to some terrific people. The nice part about your show doesn't come on the same time mine does.
It's crazy. It's so crazy.
The nice part about your show, seriously, okay, is that you talk to these people. You know these people. You've known them for years and years and years.
Right.
And you talk to them. If you're listening to Tony's show, it's a conversation over a cocktail, a martini in your case, or something else of that nature. But it's very, very homey. Somebody had mentioned before about not having any notes. When you know somebody as well as you and I know each other, and you know all of these celebrities from years of working with them, knowing with them, it's very simple. Just, hey, let's have Tony Bennett come over.
That's the joy of radio. The one thing I've learned and love about radio is notes are off limits. Because you need notes when you do a movie, it's a script. You need a teleprompter when you do television, it's television. But the beauty of radio is it's freeform. There is no script. It's just spontaneous. And it's the theater of the mind, to use an old expression.
Right.
And so the more you can go to what your gut is, the more I think the audience feels it. You know, I've said this to you in your home, and I've said this to you many times on the road. Nobody better in radio than you, Ronnie. Nobody. You hold a radio interview much like the greats. Really, truly the greats. I could never be Ron Segi. I would never even try to be Ron Segi because that's an art form I have not learned. And I don't think I ever will. That's something you've learned over the years and years and years you've been in radio. And I didn't have anywhere near the understanding of what a radio show really was until I did this show. I thought I did, but I thought I did only because I've always been the guest on a radio show. Being the guest is easy. You sit back, question, answer, question, answer. No responsibility. All you got to do is answer the question. But when it's your show and you're asking the question, you are really driving the theatrics of the show, the ins and outs, where the audience is, where you're going to take this person. There's 14 different things going on in your mind at once versus sitting back going, oh, I'll give you an answer to that. One thing on your mind. But there's several things to go on your mind. Where am I going to go for this next thing? Where's the mood going? Where's the break coming? Is the pacing right? All of that is the responsibility of the interviewer, which is an art form I now have awesome respect for. And that's something that, Ronnie, honestly, not because we're friends, that you have, I mean, nobody better than you.
Well, you know, Tony, you're a natural. See, and that's the reason you may not recognize that you have this talent, but you're a natural. I'll tell you what, just for the heck of it, we've never done, I know we've told stories, we've done everything, you and I, okay? Just for the heck of it, just a couple seconds, interview me.
Oh, my God.
I know there's nothing to talk about.
No, oh, my God. Oh my
I'm
God.
Reading your mind. What the hell am I going to ask him now?
First thing I would ask you is, I would not ask you how you got started.
We don't have time.
You know, because that's a question that you hear that's a stock question,
yeah,
right?
Right.
So you wouldn't really, I don't think I would go there. But what I would do is I would say, Ron, you've interviewed thousands of stars, thousands of entertainers through the years. I'm going to ask you, and I'm going to quick fire you now, okay? So question, answer me right away. Who's the funniest?
Tony Orlando.
Who's the best?
Tony Orlando.
Come on now, Ron.
Okay.
Okay, no, so it was fun again, okay?
Okay, all right.
Of all the people you've, who's the funniest?
Don Rickles.
Who's the kindest?
Ed McMahon.
Who is the one that made you most nervous?
Believe it or not, Steve Allen.
Steve Allen.
Initially. Think about it. He's the man who invented this, the talk show.
So then what you're saying is, you were the amateur, he was the pro. Hello. Mm-hmm. It's the other way around now between you and me. I'm you, you're Steve Allen.
See, and you tell me you don't have that natural tact? I mean, that's it. I mean, I would have never thought of that.
Come on!
No. I was afraid of Steve Allen. I was doing this thing in front of a live audience at the Fantasia Theater at Universal Studios, live on the air with an IFB in my ear, talking to Steve and his wife on stage. And I'm thinking to myself, this is like being Barney Fife in Mayberry. You know, I'm out of my league. Fortunately enough, and this is what you do with people, you set them at ease. Fortunately enough, Steve Allen was not only a great talent, as you know, because you knew him, but he was a great audience. He laughed, he enjoyed what the other guy was saying, and boy, I tell you, that took a load off. But up to that point, that was pretty nerve-wracking.
You know what I learned from you? You know what I take to my radio show? I'm a fan. You're a fan.
Mm-hmm.
I think that sets us apart a little bit. I learned that from you, because when you're a fan, you then are asking questions, not to debate anything, but you really like, I love Steve Allen, man.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Allen's brilliant. Oh, I love Johnny Carson. I love Ed McMahon. Because we are such big fans, we become the audience, mm-hmm. I believe.
Oh, you're right.
Am I right? We now speak for the listener.
Right.
Because those people out there are fans of those people, mm-hmm. right? And sometimes, and you can answer, help me with this, sometimes I think, am I being too complimentary? Is it like everybody I talk to I love, you're the greatest, you're the most, but I really do feel that way.
Tony, when we come back, and I hope you can stay one more segment, when we come back, I'm going to tell you exactly, if you listen to my early shows, now going back to my early shows, I was a dish jockey, okay, but my early talk shows 33 years ago, I'll tell you exactly what you're talking
okay.
about. Because of that same thing that you're talking about, I did continually for probably the first 5 years that I was doing this kind of a show. And you have to kind of remember something, too, is that whenever you have a jam-up and people aren't cooperating as a guest, always revert to talk nothing else other than about them. They love that. That's their favorite subject, and you can never lose that way. Tony, we're going to pause for a second, and then we'll finish up. And after that, we're going to go to my house and have a fantastic dinner. There's more to come, live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segee Today.
I want to be your lover, but your friend is all I stay. I'm only halfway to paradise. So near, yet so far.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
USA News Update. President Biden is going ahead with his weekend trip to Camp David as he continues to watch the situation in Russia. He made the trip after briefly delaying his departure to make calls to other international leaders. A group of mercenary soldiers had been marching on Moscow before its leader reportedly agreed to stand down. To mark 1 year since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, Vice President Kamala Harris recalled on Saturday saying, "How dare they," when she first heard about the Supreme Court's decision. The support ship used to launch the Titan submersible on its tragic final dive is back in Canada. The Polar Prince docked in Newfoundland on Saturday with its flags flying at half-mast. Experts believe all five passengers likely died instantly due to a catastrophic implosion. Canadian officials have announced they've started a formal safety investigation. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Every night I hope and pray a dream lover will come my way, a girl I hold in my arms. You know the magic of her charms. Because I want a girl to call.
Back all across the USA, around the world, that sound of our guest. In this business, whenever you do what they call a cover, you're always taking a chance because you can't do it as good as the person who you recognize the song with. In other words, if somebody did Tie a Yellow Ribbon, it would not sound like Tony Orlando. So Tony doing a Bobby Darin song, you know, a risky business, except for the fact it's a better version than the Bobby Darin song. And you know, that arrangement's fantastic.
I know you do it in your show.
I love that arrangement. So we were talking about fans, okay, being a fan. If you listen to the beginning of my show, my talk career, okay, not the disc jockey. This is me, okay. Oh, gosh, we have Alan Shepard, the first American in space. Boy, golly gee, I can't believe he's here. And, oh, this is going to be fantastic. I sound like Chris Farley when he interviewed Paul McCartney, all right? I mean, like, oh, I just can't believe. Did you really go into space? And, well, yeah, it's embarrassing. So you had to take a point where you had to look the celebrity, whoever it was, straight in the eyes and kind of act at their level. And if you didn't act at their level, then you sounded like a syrupy kid that just wanted an autograph.
I do it. Yeah, I sound like a syrupy kid.
Well, but I understand.
But I really mean it.
Well, I know.
I mean, if I'm interviewing somebody, like Joe Walsh was on the show. And Joe Walsh comes on, and, you know, Joe Walsh is like, hey, man, what's going on with you, man? I'm saying, Joe, you're with the Eagles, man. Can we just stop a minute and let me get past my nervous system here? And I listen to that, and I think to myself, he must think, either one, I'm lying. Two, I'm so syrupy that you want to throw up. Because I'm in awe of people like that. Mm-hmm. I'm in awe of them. And I can't help it. I remember Carol Burnett, when I had my variety show, she would walk around with a book in her hand, and she would, every guest that came on, she'd say, would you please autograph this for me? And I thought that was great. Carol Burnett kept a book of autographs, because I think once we lose the love of this business, I've gotten to the point now where I really don't care whether anybody thinks I'm syrupy about it. Because it's the true me.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It's what I really feel when I'm talking to Joe Walsh, or when I'm talking to Clive Davis, or when I'm talking to you. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of yours. When I talk about your radio experience, I'm not just talking about my friend, Ron, who I love like a brother. I'm talking about someone who I really admire, who I really can learn from. And throughout our years on the radio, now that I'm on the radio, you don't even know how many times I think of you.
Really?
Yeah.
Because that's going to make it a lot easier for me to ask you for your autograph. I was trying to get around to that. That just didn't go. But thank you for opening that door. Now, you know, you are very, very kind. And I mean this. A lot of people in this business, in fact, the majority of these people in this business, are really self-centered. If they're not talking about themselves, they're not talking. And I heard you talk to several people, your appreciation to people in all walks of life. And it's amazing to me because when you, certainly along the way, you're like family to me. My sons call you Uncle Tony. I mean, this is our closeness. The bottom line is,
you're going to get the Volkswagen next week.
I can't wait. I can't wait to get that Prius you got.
Prius.
I'm going to be riding high. Why is that T.O. on your license plate? Tony Orlando. Don't start, but at least we get it.
Oh, God. Oh, Marty, listen to me.
But I got to tell you, you're like that. And that's...
thank you.
And you make the other people star. You know, you told me one time, you had brought me up on stage to sing. But you had said to me once, no, I want to thank you. And the reason that you gave was really unbelievable. And that is, you... we're entertaining the audience. And if you found somebody in the audience that was entertaining, why not bring them up there?
Absolutely.
And boy, I tell you something, that is a very, not only an unusual, it is probably a rarity of the ninth degree.
You know, I learned a big hunk of this business from Sammy Davis. So I remember one day I was in the dressing room with him and he said, Tony, you know, man, this business, this show is not about you or me. It's about the people. And he said, it's our job, obligation, to make sure we entertain those people however we can. No matter where it comes from, use it. He said, do you ever hear of the 1927 Yankees being the greatest baseball team ever? I said, I have. He said,
Well, you know, they had Babe Ruth and they had Lou Gehrig, but they didn't become the greatest baseball team ever because of two men. It took 26 men to make it the greatest baseball team ever.
Mm-hmm.
They got the headlines, but it's those 26 players that made that happen. He said, always remember something, Tony. If there's a guy in your band that sings better than you, point to him. If there's a guy in the band that can play a lick that will blow the audience away, let him play it, because it's not about us. It's about the people. And whatever guns you have to shoot off, you do it. You go there. Remember, never forget your bench. And I never forgot that. And throughout my show, as you know, I've had people come up to me and say, boy, you really let that guy sing and be, I mean, without any worry that he was going to even be better than you. I said, I hope that he's better than me. I hope, because that means we have nailed the audience with one more gun, like Sammy would say.
Wow.
And that's all that matters to me, is that those people out there go home and say, man, I just saw the great, I was never a Tony Oli fan, but man, he kicked my butt. What a show. If I can do that, and it's all came from those guys who knew Jerry, Sammy, Frank, Dean. You know, you knew Johnny Carson, and you know what they were. They were, we'll never see the likes of them again.
No.
Don Rickles, we'll never see the likes of them again, because they incorporated old show business, made it modern, and then even made it what's to come. So I was fortunate to be able to work with these guys. And I never forget every piece of advice. Look at Darren. You talk about Bobby Darin? That's the greatest entertainer I ever saw. I never saw anybody like Bobby Darin.
And he willed you his band.
He did. Yes, he did.
Now, that's a heavy-duty deal.
Yes, he did.
That's heavy-duty.
Yeah, it was. When he died, he said, Tony, when I go, they said it right to his band, you play for Tony. That same rhythm section that Bobby had all those years became my rhythm section. Yeah.
I was watching the Dean Martin roast, and when I see you up on that dais with all of those people, all of those legends, it had to be almost unbelievable. And I know, because I knew your mom and dad, and not so much your father, but of course your mother, it had to be so gratifying for you to do that and have your parents see it, sing for presidents, and literally have a song that's, you know, as popular as the Star Spangled Banner.
So this year it's 50 years that that song was released, 50 years ago. I mean, it's hard to believe, Yellow Ribbon, 1973. So I first sang that song at the Cotton Bowl with Bob Hope to welcome home our POWs in Vietnam, Cambodia, and Laos. Since that day, I reunion with them every single year for 50 years. And this year, we just had our 50th anniversary together, the POWs and myself, because Yellow Ribbon was the song that they came home to.
Yeah, I remember.
And Yellow Ribbon was, because of that day, and because I met these incredible guys who were tortured beyond belief. I mean, and there they were on the 50-yard line singing Tie Yellow Ribbon with me.
Wow.
2 weeks after they came home. It's nuts. And I got to meet them, and I promised myself that I had used this song as a way of raising money for veterans. And I'm told that based on my accounting office and people in Branson, except because the free shows we did in Branson.
Right.
That song has been responsible for raising about $200 million since 1973 for veterans.
I believe that.
And remember, every theater in Branson became a veterans show, so that counts.
Yeah. You go down any street in Orlando any given time, and you will see a yellow ribbon on a tree or something, or on a signpost or something. It's remarkable.
It is remarkable. I was just a mailman that delivered the letter. I didn't write the song.
Oh, great. Great analogy,
but,
really.
But Irwin Levine wrote the song, and Larry Brown, they're the guys that wrote that song. What it's done and where it's taken me.
That song has taken me to be dear friends with you, Tony.
Tony, I love you.
I love you, too. You got to do me one favor. Never stop doing what you're doing. I know you look in the future and say, might do some changes here.
No, next year is my last year performing.
But you're going to be on radio.
Yeah.
You're going to be out there doing stuff. I know you.
And I'm going to write for films. I'm going to get my Broadway show on.
Right.
It's a touring I'm not going to be doing anymore.
Could you do one gig for me so I can come back and bring me on stage? And
see why I love this man.
Tony Orlando has been our guest. He's more than a guest. He's family.
I love you. Big time.
I don't know how to thank you for what you've done.
Thank you.
We're going to pause. We'll be right back with more live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgwick today.
Has anybody seen my sweet gypsy rose? Here's a picture when she was my sweet Mary Jo.
diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi today. That group needs no introduction, believe me when I tell you that. And I'm happy to see that this is a frequent appearance by our next guest, who's not only with that group, one of the founding fathers. Joining us right now is our friend Paul Stanley. Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Good, Ron. Good speaking to you again.
Nice talking to you, too. And thank you for being with us. Always great when you're here. You're a good guest. You really are.
Thank you.
I am actually really shocked when I heard this promotion, because I thought, hey, I want to do this. I'm a singer. I should be involved with this thing. This is great.
Really, it's cool. I mean, the whole idea is that we are offering the opportunity not only to jam with me, but be part of what's called Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp that takes place in Los Angeles, and you will be tutored, mentored, and get to jam with me, some other great musicians, and it's a really great event. It really is a fantasy in that people from all over the country and all over the world come together, whether you're a professional, whether you're a doctor who wants to rock out, or a student that wants to rock out. You get a chance to form these bands, you get mentored, you learn a song, and then you get to play live on a stage in a world-renowned club in L.A., and I'll be part of it, too. But all around the country, your Rock and Brews is the place to make your application, to step on stage with me, and see what we can do together.
Now, this legendary club you're talking about is the Whiskey A Go-Go in West Hollywood, California. Now, this camp, this is sensational. Now, how intimidating is it to play with people like yourself? And I understand that one of the members from the Eagles is going to be there. I mean, this is...
Don Felder,
yeah. Are you going to be in costume, Paul?
Well, it depends on what you consider a costume. I dress rather dapper every day. So, you know, compared to some people, it'll be a costume. But, you know, it's just my everyday look.
Can you play any instrument? And can you be a vocalist?
Absolutely. There are drummers, bass players, guitar players, keyboard players, singers. It's so much fun. I mean, look, I don't have to do this kind of stuff, and I've done it time and time again because it's just a great, great time. And there are people who repeat, you know, their involvement, so to speak, whether it's the teachers or the people who come from all around the country and world. Once you do it, you want to do it again. And if you can only do it once, it's a chance in a lifetime.
I just can't imagine what it would be to win this. Past rock star camp headliners, Jeff Beck, Brian Wilson, Roger Daltrey, Joe Perry, Def Leppard, Alice Cooper. I mean, just a ton of people. And to play with Paul Stanley. Now, this is a very diplomatic way, I guess, of putting this. How do you tell somebody or appease somebody when they come up and they're not really that good? I mean, what do you say to them? Like, you know, go back to driving a truck like they told Elvis?
Well, yeah, the great thing about Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp is it's not about necessarily aspiring to be the next big rock star.
Right.
It's about loving the music. So you're put together with people who are of your level, and there's no intimidation, and it's all about having a great time. It's about fulfilling your fantasy, and there's no pressure on you. There's a lot of smiles, and people are just having a great time. Everybody, you know, it's not boot camp. It's fun.
Mm-hmm. Paul, if somebody doesn't win this, and obviously there's going to be a lot that are going to apply and not win, can they just register to go to Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, you can go on the Internet and find Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp, and you can see the date of this particular one, and enroll. It's really that simple, and I can't say enough about it, because between the time spent with all your mentors and your counselors, who are all either very, very well-known or very well-respected or both, you have an opportunity that's so unique, and then to get to play on the stage at the Whiskey A Go-Go that hosted The Doors, AC/DC. I mean, so many bands, Alice Cooper, the list goes on and on. This is hallowed ground, so to step on that stage is very cool.
Sure. Now, you know, one of the things that I am very happy to announce is your support, as I do and so many people in this industry does, and that is the appreciation of music. I don't want anybody listening to Paul and myself now and getting the impression that if you get involved with Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp that you have the ability and the talent of a Paul Stanley. The fact that you are involved with music, which is, as Dick Clark used to say, the blueprint of our life, is what's really great about it. You don't have to be, you know, the best in the business, or you don't even have to know how to play an instrument. Just go there and enjoy the heritage of music. Right, Paul?
Really, that's what it's about. I mean, which celebrates the music we all love. Going to rock and roll fantasy camp, it's not a test. Certainly going to rock and roll fantasy camp is about enjoying and immersing yourself in music that you love. And we always make sure that we acknowledge and pay tribute to our military and our first responders. So it's just a very, very cool atmosphere. And rock and roll fantasy camp, in the same way, is a way to enjoy rock and roll, whether or not you want to be the next Led Zeppelin, or if you are a weekend warrior.
Yep. Go to www.rockandbrews.com/contest rules for this great rock and roll fantasy camp, and the winner gets to jam at the Whiskey A Go Go with the legendary Paul Stanley. Paul, that's super. I am so glad you're doing this. You're always on top of things.
Hey, I have the life that I never even dreamed was possible. So every day for me, as long as I'm looking down at the grass instead of up at the grass, it's a good day.
That's a good day. Paul, I don't have to tell you this. You're always welcome here, and we're going to plug this a lot over the next few weeks, okay?
My pleasure. And, I look forward to hopefully seeing a winner from listening to your show.
I hope so, too. And I hopefully will see you in this neck of the woods.
We have plans already.
I know you do. Thanks so much, Paul. Have a great day and look forward to having you back soon, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you. Paul Stanley, what a nice man he is. He is just a genuinely down-to-earth nice guy. And, of course, co-founder of KISS. And we're talking about a real sweet promotion where you get a chance to play with Paul Stanley of KISS. Are you kidding me? And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
You keep on shouting, you keep on shouting.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
That wraps up our number one of Ron Seggi today on this big weekend and the last one of June. And I want to thank my guests this past hour for joining us. And they include legendary singer, actor, author, he does it all, my buddy Tony Orlando, and from the great group KISS, Paul Stanley. Next hour, the man who has one of the top five songs from the entire 20th century, Don McLean, talking about new things that are happening with a book, a documentary, the whole nine yards. Don McLean from Paul Revere and the Raiders, Mark Lindsay. And in our lifestyle segment, we're going to be talking to Megan Kaiser about camping. And that's coming up next hour with Ron Seggi today.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government, and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.